Okay, let's look at the international front first of all. And you're just coming out of the back of the qualifying tournament for the Euros, and it turned out to be a disappointing end. I know you were taking on some of the bigger teams, but it just didn't happen for yourself in Ireland, did it?
No, it didn't happen for us now. I mean, most of us players who's been playing for Ireland there is just off the back of a long season. As Serbia and Iceland and Turkey, most of their players out there are still in mid-season. So they've still got the legs on us, like we. Yeah. Most of us players will be fatiguing now, but I mean, we done the job against Iceland the first game. We managed to get 2-1 win, but they wouldn't have been one of the better squads we played. But then you come in against the Turkey and the Serbia and they just hit you. Yeah. Straight away. Like, most of us weren't expecting them to be that good, but we give it our all, and it just wasn't right for us. Yeah. At the end of the day,
it's one of those situations that you have to learn from it, don't you, Kev?
That's it. It's a massive learning curve. Like, I mean, we're all under 19s now, and we've still got lots of more things to learn. Like, it's an experience at the end of the day, and obviously it was playing Ireland as well in front of a good crowd. But
he's confident going into it, the fact that you had the home advantage, you were looking to make that count, and you came off the victory against Iceland within the squad. Did you think that you can go to the next stage and get to the finals?
I mean, we seen the group after our first phase. We thought, well, we have a chance here to get top of this group. Like, we've got a good squad. Most of us are in England, playing at clubs in England. So then we heard that the qualifiers were in Ireland. We thought, well, that'll be a massive kick for us. And we got the crowds. We got a good crowds for the game. But we beat Iceland. We thought, well, we can have a rattle now at Turkey. But they're just better outfit at the end of the day, and we just couldn't get the result we needed.
Yeah. Well, you've played 7 or 8 games now for the under-19s, and I suppose the transition for you into that level was quite easily, given that you had been playing international level from under-16 up right through 17 and 18, Kev.
I mean, like, I started playing my Ireland since the under-16s started up, like, so I was kind of used to the outfit that they were going with. But it's quite hard as well, because you're changing managers all the time. But after my under-16 year at Ireland, then I managed to get a move over to Norwich, and then your fitness levels improve and everything like that improves, so you get used to it then. But international football's loads different than club football. Mm-hmm. There's more pressure on you, because you can go into a game over in England and you could make a mistake, and then they'll say, well, oh, you've got the next game to work on it. But when you're away with Ireland, you've got one game and you've only got one crack at it, and if you make that mistake, it could cost your team the game. So it's just, there is a difference. Like, it's all concentration away with Ireland, so you just have to knuckle down and get on with it.
And that's an added pressure, but is there another added pressure again, even though you have the honour of being captain, which you've done 4 times this year from the under-19s, is that even more pressure when you take the armband?
Well, some people would say it's only an armband, but like, if your team's struggling, that everyone will look to you to try pull a team out of being under pressure and that. But I think when I got handed the armband first at under-17s, and I carried it the whole way through to under-19s, then me and a lad from Reading called Sean Long, we tend to share it now. Like, we're both experienced players. We've been around Ireland, seen the longest through every player. So it's a lot of pressure, like, being captain, because you're the one the players look up to on and off the field. So. But I like being captain. Yeah. Like, as you'd want to be captain.
And it's a huge honour for a Donegal man.
Oh, I'm a massive honour for a Donegal man now, so it's not too bad.
Yeah, and you broke onto the international scene in under-16 level, and you put on a huge stint that year, because you were named FIFA Player of the Year for the under-16s, FAI Player of the Year.
I mean, I was Swally then, so I was, and I was doing well at Swally and managed to get in the county set up and all, Mark McConnell. And he called me in there anyway, and we went to the Galway Cup, the Kendi Cup and everything, and that's where I started to get my recognition. Like, there was clubs approaching Daddy and all, saying, oh, we'd like him on trial and all that there. So, well, I went on trial and all, and I was very nervous the first time I went away, because you don't know what to expect. Like, so then I managed to get the call for the Ireland team, and that's when stuff started to get real. Like, and then there was talk.
At that stage, were you playing in the defence? Was centre-half always your position?
I was always a centre-half. Yeah. Maybe when my younger days at Swally, I'd probably be in about right-back, because I wouldn't have been the biggest, like. But at that time, you're happy to be playing anywhere, like, as long as you're playing. But centre-back would be the main position where I am now, and I'm happy there, so.
You haven't got a goal yet, I see, for the under-19s, no. But you're hoping to stick your head in the corner at some stage,
hopefully,
are you?
I've only ever scored for under-17s now, 16s, but gets harder every year. Like, there's a lot of defensive talking under-19s now. Like, they wouldn't want us defenders going forward a lot, only from corners. But No, I haven't managed to get a goal yet anyway, but hopefully one will come next, yeah. So we'll see what happens.
We'll go back to the international scene in just a moment, but we'll go back to your club, Swilly Rovers. That was the first where you decided to take up the football, and obviously with your dad, Paul, pushing you along and egging you on. But Swilly's got a great history down there in soccer in the town down in Remelton, and I suppose it's fantastic for them that they have another player, first of all, at international level, and you always like going back to them, Kay.
Oh, I love going back to Swilly now. I mean, my off season I'd go out and train with the Swilly seniors, like, so just to keep me ticking over. But that's where it all started, as you say there. And if it wasn't for Swilly, or if it wasn't for Dad, like, because he'd run me up and down to Dublin every Sunday for international training, and he took me to Burnley and Leicester and Blackburn and all. So, like, and at Swilly, that's where it started, like, playing there since I was no age, and just kicking about with the lads, and it just turns into something so real then that I'm across the water now playing for.
Did you try any other sports at that young age, or was it always soccer?
Because it was always soccer. Yeah. I've never touched a gavel in my life, so. But I was always soccer, just soccer mad, like. But
how do you find it going back now with the younger, the underage teams and Remelton, because they're all looking up to you now, Kyle?
I know. I mean, I was out there a couple of weeks back there taking, because Daddy looks after the under 12 side, under 14 side, and I was out taking a few sessions with them there, and it's good to see that you've got younger players looking up to you and all, like, and hopefully just some of them now can kind of look at me and think, well, he done it, so I might have a chance now to kick on, and be nice to see a few of them go across the water now, like myself.
Well, you've had other internationals, Brian McNamee, Conrad Logan, Dylan Haggerty, and young Dara Black actually played for a while as well at Swilly, so you seem to know what you're at down there when it comes to sorting out players and getting them to an international level.
There must be something happening there at Swilly all right now. I mean, Barry's flying at Derry City at the minute, and Conrad, he's been at Leicester now for a while, so they're all doing well. And I mean, I was up at the Ireland and Turkey game there, the first team game, and Dara and Dylan were up collecting their caps there. So obviously all the players, we've all been in around international setup, so it must mean something for Swilly itself, like, producing players like that. So hopefully in years to come they'll produce plenty more players.
You mentioned about your dad taking you over to England for different trials, and you ended up at Norwich, and as a young lad at 15, 16 years of age, that's a very exciting time for somebody of that age, Kev.
It was now. I mean, the first ever trial I went to was Falkirk. That was a Scottish team. I went over there for a week or two, and I mean, that was my first one. I was nervous, like, but I managed to go away with three of the other lads and my Donegal team, so I wasn't too bad. But then I got the call from Aston Villa, Burnley, Leicester and Blackburn, and Dad took me to Aston Villa, and at the time I was injured then, so I didn't get to play over there. But even just sitting about, you don't know what to expect. Like, you're in a whole new environment. From you're going out of Milton, you're going over to Birmingham and Aston Villa or whatever, so. But I mean, I had my dad with me, so if I had ever any problems, I would just turn to him and say, well, what do I do here? Like, I don't know anything. And he would just give me his advice, and I would take it, like, so. He played a big part in where I am now, so.
Well, when Norwich came knocking at the door, and your dad weighed everything up, and you were looking at it, of all of them, was that the best opportunity for you at that stage?
That was definitely the best deal for me. I felt right, and my dad felt right as well. So, like, as I said, he played massive part in where I am now, so. Well, contract issues, he would just deal with that. And Norwich were just promoted to the Prem. So I thought, well, it's a Premier team, I'm going to take my chance and see what happens. So I've been there 3 years now, and
they have a good setup at Norwich at underage level.
Very good setup. They look after young players very well now, so I'm going back over now to start my fourth year, and hope for the best. I can just push on into the first team now.
Yeah, well, that was a big confidence, them giving you an extra year of your contract, first of all. But it was a big shot in the arm for you, wasn't it, Kev?
Oh, aye. But after, because I played in that youth cup run we went on there, and I got a year after that as well, which was a good for me this year. We had a new under-21s manager come in, and he seen me play, and he made me captain of Norwich under-21s, like, at the age of 18, and I was chuffed a bit, so that there, so that there kind of played a big part in my
suppose your development.
My development and confidence on the pitch, like, so. And then this new manager, Neil Adams, stepped up from under-18s, and they just said, well, we've seen what you're like, we worked with you since you've moved over, and you've got a real eye for wanting to be a footballer. we see something in you. So there's another year now. Go and prove yourself and see what you can do. Yeah. So
how many players have been kept on since the end of last year?
There has been
at youth level. You're only one of a few, aren't you?
There's seven of us. Yeah. There's a couple younger lot, and then there was three of under 21. So they were quite ruthless now letting players go. Like I thought they would have kept on more because they went down, you see. But they let go a lot of players, like, and they kept on very little of us. Like last year, they kept about 18 or 19 of us, but they let most of them go now. So I'm lucky to be one of them. Like, so I just take my chance now, see what happens.
You were a solid rock for the underage teams at Norwich, but you're looking to move up a step now. I know it's not nice for a club being relegated and dropping out of the Premier League and into the Championship, but your goal now is first team football with Norwich, and the flip side of being relegated, I suppose it sort of benefits you as well, that it's going to give you a bigger opportunity to try and break into that first team as a kid.
I mean, you obviously don't want to see your team get relegated, like they're playing at the highest level, the Premiership, but as a personal view, like if your team goes down, you've got more chance. But I've spoke to people, I've heard from people and stuff like that there, that I will be in and around the first team next year, and I just need to just now my off-season programme, knuckle down, go back in the best shape I can, and hopefully get a good catch the coaching staff's eye, like, and get in there straight away, and we'll just see what happens.
Is it a case that you want to make an impact in the early part of the season, or do you just have to stick with it to maybe, like, a cup game comes up, no way that they change around and rotate their squad when it comes to the League Cup matches? Is that what you're hoping for, or can you get in there right from the outset, Kay?
Well, we'll just need to see in pre-season. I mean, if they take me away in pre-season tour, that's a step, like. But I know Norwich, they tend to bring in the younger players' cup games, put them on the bench and that. So if I'm not in there early doors, like, I won't be too bothered. But when the cup games come in, that's when I'll really be looking to get there.
Do you feel you're good enough to start now in the first team for Norwich?
I feel like my performances this year have been good enough to get me in the squad. So, and even all the coaching staff around Norwich have said that. So they're the best people to listen to at the end of the day. So, like, hopefully they can push me into it now and see what happens.
Do you think Swilly Rovers at times when you're standing on the training ground with some of these bigger players in England, and you'd be telling any of them about lovely Remelton?
Oh, I tell them all about it. They love to hear about it, I'd say. But there's a few Irish over there. I mean, Wes Houlihan's over there, and I'm very friendly with Wes, like, because he's been through it. He's moved away from Ireland and that, so he's another person I would go speak to if I'm feeling maybe homesick or I'm not feeling comfortable. I'd always go speak to him, and he's always there, like, he's a helping hand, just so it's good to have people like from home, as you say. So
and obviously Wes is involved with the Irish setup, and Hockington's in there now as well too, so I suppose there's a connection there when it comes to representing the country too.
We always chat, like, at the training ground. It'd be me and Wes and Anthony Pilkington would be the three closest there, like me to the first team. They're just like friends now. They're not teammates or anything. You can just go to them and chat to them about anything. So they make you more comfortable around the training ground that there, so it's always good to have people like that there around you. So,
and on the under-19 Irish setup as well, to mention Ryan McConnell, who's at Manchester United and a former Letterkenny player, and you and him would get on very well at under-19 level. And I suppose when you're away at tournaments further afield, that the Irish guys again stick together.
I mean, even under-12s, under-14s, Donegal team, that's where we first played together.
Yeah.
I mean, Mark McConnell stuck us in the squad together, and since then we clicked as a back two and centre back. We played Galway Cup, Kennedy Cup, played everything. So me and McConnell get on the best, so, and even away with Ireland teams, we would stick together, so we're just up the road from each other, five minutes away from them. So it's good to have someone like Ryan around here. He knows what you're going through and stuff like that there. So
here's one for you. Could you and Ryan be the centre partnership in the back of the defence of the Ireland senior team in a number of
hopefully
years?
Hopefully now, hopefully. Fingers crossed.
Two Donegal boys in charge at the back.
I'm telling you, hopefully Seamus Coleman at right back as well.
Yeah, I would be doing all right, that one. Well, listen, Kyle, just wrapping things up, what's now your future plans? What do you hope at a club and international level? And obviously trying to crack into the Norwich first team is going to be your first priority, and helping them to get back to the Premier League, and that would be a big boost for you if you could be playing Premier League soccer and first team football with the Canaries.
That's the main target, to get into the first team, but if it doesn't happen this year, I mean, there's always going to be clubs wanting a young player out on loan. So if I don't get in the first team soonish, I'll just look to get out on loan and place a gap there. But obviously said first team is what I want to do, mm-hmm. but and then hopefully break into the Ireland under 21 squad and see what and see if I can progress from there into the first team squad. But I'm not rushing anything yet. Like, I'm only 19 years of age, so
mm-hmm. Do you see yourself as a calm sort of character when it comes to situations like that?
When it comes to I've got there, I'm quite relaxed. Like, mm-hmm. I'm quite relaxed about it, take it well, but we just need to take it now, day by day, and see what happens. Mm-hmm. So enjoy my summer now.
I was going to say, you're off on holidays now over the weekend, and you'll enjoy it. It's good to get a break.
Aye, nice to get away now for 10 days. So it breaks the summer up a wee bit as well. I'm not sitting about all the time, so I'll enjoy a wee break out in Spain now. Anyway.
Do you keep yourself active, even though you're on a holiday? You go for a run every day and keep yourself in shape? And
have an off-season programme. Like, there's no days off at all in football. I've got a week off now, just chilling out, and then I've got to do my programme. I've got your weights and your running and stuff I get there to do, so there's no days off.
Well, listen, Kel, many thanks for coming into the studio here today to talk to us, and the best of luck with Norwich and on the international front as well.
That's grand. Thanks a million. Thank you.